It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for April 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today's the day that regular people can preview and pre-order the Apple Watch. Those who have looked disparagingly at the long lines of fans outside of Apple stores might applaud the fact that you can just order it online. Since the watch has some customizable elements, though, you can also go into the store for a fitting, even though you won't get it until April 24th or after. For Apple and for most large tech companies, this is an unusual way to release a device. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief at CNET. Lindsay, hi, how are you?
Doing wonderfully, thank you.
What are the other things that you don't get to leave the store with immediately? I'm thinking swimming pool, mattress also comes to mind.
You wouldn't want to buy a mattress without trying it, and you certainly wouldn't want to buy a large appliance or a car or choose the surface of your roof without sitting down and talking to somebody who's going to explain why one choice may work differently from another. And I think that with the Apple Watch, Apple is trying to treat its very highly individualized product like one of those large specialized purchases.
It's also interesting to think about the impulse buy, which sounds like is not really feasible here.
I think what Apple is trying to take advantage of is our human love of choices. You know how you look at a catalog and the shirts where there is a stack of 20 different wonderful colors look so much more attractive than the single white shirt sitting next to them?
Right.
In this case, Apple is getting on board with the idea that for a highly personalized product, people will feel really excited about their ability to make that decision.
Smartwatches are this wearable technology that a lot of companies have really gone to bat for, but the general population maybe isn't quite sure they want one yet. Is this also about that, about Apple having some one-on-one time where the Apple store worker convinces you that you really want and need this thing?
I think that there's something there. I also think that this is a chance for Apple to hedge any disappointments that might happen when you walk out and find out that your watch, for instance, does not operate fully independent of your phone.
Aha.
So Apple's going to explain this to you in person and say, this is what your watch does, really talk you through that situation, because it could be a little bit confusing for somebody who expects that they'll buy the watch and they don't, for instance, need a current recent iPhone to go with it, which you do.
Our friend Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jason Scott works for the Internet Archive. It's a nonprofit digital library of the internet, but he's also the curator of the Internet Arcade, where lots of old video games from the 1970s to the 1990s can be played in your browser. I'm not saying I ever played at work, but I certainly have benefited from Mr. Scott's archival interests. So we figured he'd be a good guy to have play our game of Silicon Tally. Jason, you ready to try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's try it.
All right. 24% of American teenagers.
Something social media something.
This is actually a very good guess. Yeah. 24% of American teenagers report using the internet, quote, almost constantly. Are you shocked?
I am not, in fact, shocked.
All right. What do you got for me?
I have 5, 7 DVDs, 65 gigabytes.
The 5 versions of Double Dragon on 7 DVDs, and they take up 65 megabits of information each.
So I don't know the variance in what you guys accept as a smart answer, because you got 66% of that correct.
All right.
Grand Theft Auto 5 coming out for the PC, according to rumors, on 7 DVDs and 65 gigabytes of space. I think that's, of course, a sign, which is we're really, really hitting the end of the physical media.
I'm going to give you a number, 15 minutes.
My fame. where I am along
my— Has it
my...
passed yet, or is it currently passing, or—
Well, when the Internet Arcade was announced, as my boss puts it, the Internet came to visit. And the Internet's pretty cool. Some of them are angry, but so many of them were grateful and happy. And
that's a good definition of the Internet. Some of them are angry, but most of them are grateful.
Trust, but verify. Enjoy, but watch the china and the silverware.
We're having too much fun, and I'm not paying attention to the game.
Yeah, I know. I'm stumped.
Starting today, potential Apple Watch customers can have 15 minutes to try on the device in Apple stores and learn how it works. Yeah, apparently you are not signed up to do this.
Yeah, I can't wait to be picking up dozens of these at the flea market in 10 years.
All right, what do you got for me?
10,000 users and infinity.
10,000 users feel that they could, if allowed to do so, play old video games from the Internet Arcade for infinity amount of time.
The 10,000 users who signed up for a service that is shutting down, it promised them a digital afterlife, and you would be able to basically have your digital presence forever. But let me tell you, as people who are basically data EMTs,
right,
there are a lot of crime scenes we walk onto where we're like, oh, this one promised forever.
On that note, Jason Scott, he is the curator of the Internet Arcade. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a link to the Internet Arcade and a special Silicon Tally for listeners all at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.